There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Now, let's turn our attention to some of the top news stories this hour. And car enthusiasts in Abu Dhabi will soon have a place to get their modified cars inspected and approved. Mohammed Suleiman from the ARN News Centre joins us in the studio to talk about the story. Hello to you, Mohammed.
Hello, Claire.
And we understand that it was only quite recently, wasn't it, that a series of laws came in surrounding modified or pimped up cars and the things that you could do. They've only just come into effect. So I guess start off by telling us about those laws.
Right, so it was only in June that a new set of laws pertaining to vehicle modifications came into effect in the UAE. Now, car modifications are a big business here, especially among the local population. It's not uncommon to see cars on the road that either have their color altered or cars that have been fitted with an extra loud engine. So it is very popular. Now, before June, there was no legal framework to govern these modifications, but there is now. So under the new laws, vehicle modifications have to be done at authorized garages and with authorized parts. And of course, the garages have to comply with certain technical specifications as well. The bottom line behind these new regulations is to make the roads of the UAE safer. The authorities don't want cars on the roads that have low quality modifications because it could lead to accidents.
Right now, we know about the new laws. Tell us how they're going to tie in with today's announcement in Abu Dhabi.
Okay, so part of the new regulations is that once a car has been modified, it needs to be inspected and certified. Now, in Dubai, that can only be done at the Automobile and Touring Club of the UAE, or ATC UAE, which is in Al Mamzar. Until now, motorists in Abu Dhabi have not had a place to get their cars modified cars inspected. They had to come all the way to Dubai, visit the ATC UAE here, get their cars inspected and certified, and then go back home to Abu Dhabi. But today it was announced that the capital will soon get its first ever vehicle inspection center for modified vehicles. It'll be at the Yas Marina Circuit. We don't know exactly when it'll be opened, but we do know that it will be only the second modified vehicle inspection center here in the UAE. Now, earlier today, I spoke with Mohammed bin Sulaim, who is the president of the ATC UAE. He explained to me why it was important for Abu Dhabi to have an inspection center for modified cars.
We have one already in Dubai. We need to have one in Abu Dhabi as soon as possible. It is very important to embrace all the customers who have been youngsters, who has been modifying their cars. It is a big responsibility. They have been outlaws 2 months ago. Now they are within the law. It's a historical moment for everybody. It improves even the road safety. When you go on and you have the right inspected cars, it means that you have better road users. You have also safe for the other road users. You have to respect the environment within the standards that and the inspection and the rules, and also the noise and the cars.
That was Mohammed bin Sulaim, who is the president of the ATC UAE, explaining why the capital needs a vehicle inspection center for modified vehicles as soon as possible. I also asked him how these inspection centers for modified vehicles differ from normal inspection centers, and here's what he told me.
What our engineers will be looking for is not of a standard car. The standard car is still inspected by the related party. That's what we have to be clear. In Abu Dhabi, it's the Abu Dhabi police through ADNOC stations. That is nothing to do with our inspection. It complements the inspection because that's a standard car. But if you want to modify your cars, you still have to go through the standard inspection. But any add-on will be inspected by us, which is in Abu Dhabi, Yas Marina, in the near future, or in the center in Dubai of the ATC UAE.
Okay, really interesting to hear him explaining the difference there. So if you've modified your car, you've got to have separate inspections and then go through the normal inspection that we all go through. We also understand, Mohammed, that the fines for car owners who don't comply with these new modification rules have also been increased. Tell us about that.
That's right. So this is actually part of the new traffic laws that were rolled out in July. So the fine for modifying a vehicle's engine without approval is now 1,000 dirhams. Before the 1st of July, it used to be 400 dirhams. Meanwhile, changing the color of a vehicle without approval is now 800 dirhams. Before, it used to be 400 dirhams. So that's doubled. And the fine for driving a noisy vehicle has gone up from 500 dirhams to 2,000 dirhams and 6 black points. Now, noisy vehicles usually come when the engine has been modified through one of these modification centers. So here's Mohammed bin Sulaim from the ATC UAE once again explaining how motorists should embrace these new laws.
See, it's not a must. Anybody who cannot do the modification, he shouldn't. But what we are doing here, we are trying to help the society. And I also a message that is sent to the users and to the enthusiasts to respect and embrace this this law and protect it so we can go further with it, because, you see, they were demanding it. And then they say, okay, you are breaking the law, when someone will say, how can I break the law if there is no law? We have beautiful circuits and advanced circuits in the UAE. We have now a decree passed for the modified cars. You want to use it, respect. If you want to use it in the road, there is rules. And if you want to use it in track, there is rules also.
That was Mohammed bin Sulaim, who is the president of the ATC UAE, explaining how motorists here should embrace these new laws to do with modified vehicles.
I mean, the thing is, Mohammed, they're not saying you can't modify your vehicle. It's obviously something that's very popular here, but they're just trying to regulate it because it will stop what they call dangerous modifications. Because we do see a lot of these cars here, don't we? Just last night, I was driving home and I saw what I think was an FJ Cruiser on top of these giant monster truck tyres. I could virtually have driven my car underneath it. It was that high off the road. And I thought, how is that okay? How is it safe? By the way, it looked ridiculous, in my opinion. What's the craziest thing you've seen?
I think the craziest thing I've seen are the lights at the bottom of the cars. I think I saw one that was almost like a series of rainbow lights. I think it was five or six different colors.
What, lighting up the road beneath the car?
Lighting up the road beneath the car is also as part of the indicators as well. So if it indicates left, it was like green. If it indicates right, it was like red or something like that. So just different colors for the lights of the car.
Sally, you got your car modified?
No, definitely not. But for me, look, the noise, you know, when you hear that engine noise, and I know some people love that, that really gets them going. But I'm just, yeah, it's too much, too much. But
well, especially when it's late at night and it wakes you up or wakes the kids up, I guess it's very frustrating.
Yeah, when people are just zooming down the road. But yeah, definitely all sorts of colours and what do they call them? Fenders, is that a thing? I'm not into the modified cars.
I don't know. Texting. What is Sally trying to talk about here?
What am I saying? Tell me.
The go faster stripes. When I was younger, that was all you could really do, was put some go faster stripes down the side of your car. But I think it's moved on from then now.
A little bit more advanced now, isn't it?
Exactly. Yeah. So top line again, Mohammed. They're clamping down on it. The rules have come in now and you can now get your car checked in Abu Dhabi.
Yes, I think more of these inspection centres will end up popping up across the UAE, not just in Abu Dhabi and Dubai. So right now there's only one in Dubai and one to be in Abu Dhabi soon. But I think we'll see them more in Sharjah and Ajman and some of the other Emirates as well.
We're talking about crazy stuff, but I think, I mean, this covers even, you know, if you want to wrap your car, they call it wrapping, you know, that you just get a whole new colour scheme put on the car and stuff. So it doesn't actually have to be something crazy and way out.
No, absolutely, because even when they decorate their cars for UAE National Day, often, you know, really sort of outlandish decorations, they have to get those checked now, I think, as well, don't they?
That's part of it, isn't it?
Any kind of external modification, as well as internal to the engine, has to be approved and certified by the authorities.
Mm. Okay, Mohammed Sulaiman there from the Aero New Centre. Thank you very much. Talking about, a new centre that will check on modified cars in Abu Dhabi. 4001, have you got a modified car? If you could do anything to your car, what would it be? Or do you think they are ridiculous? What's the most ridiculous modification you've seen on the roads here? We'd love to hear from you this evening. As I say, 4001, or use our Dubai Eye free messenger app, of course. All right, coming up shortly, we're going to be talking about those crazy, well, weird and wonderful things that people try to sell online for some massive prices.
This is Drive Live
on Dubai Eye 103.8.
It's just gone 20 past four. Claire and Sally with you this evening on Drive Live. I've had a text in asking where Tom Elliott is. I don't know who Tom Elliott is.
I actually don't know where Tom Elliott is. I know Tim Elliott.
We do know Tim Elliott, and he's on his holidays.
He's on his holidays. He's coming back next week.
He is.
So don't worry.
Somebody's sort of missing him. Not quite missing his cousin Tom. Anyway, he'll be back. we're moving on now to this. Certain tweets often catch your eye, don't they, Sally?
This is a good one.
It is.
You picked this one up.
Well, this popped
like
up earlier on my Twitter feed from the online marketplace Dubizzle. And it was outlining the seven strangest things that Dubizzle has seen posted on their site. Okay, and you won't believe some of these, Sally. I mean, there's bizarre stuff on there, and some of it up for outlandish prices, okay. So joining us now on the line to, talk us through it really, is Nadia Zehni. She's the Director of Marketing at Dubizzle. Nadia, talk me through this list, because there is some bizarre stuff on it.
Hi there. Yeah, absolutely. In the last 13 years at the Bizzle, we've definitely had our fair share of weird and wonderful things. So happy to start the countdown and talk you through some of them. We had some fun putting this one together. At number seven.
Go on.
We have a golden frog figurine. That's from 2016, which was going on the site. It was posted for 3.6 million dirhams. So it's a golden frog, a small one, figurine.
Did it sell, Nadia? Did it sell?
See, the thing with these items is that because we're just the middle man, basically, we don't know if a lot of these items have sold. But
okay.
we do find a lot of interesting things that we pick up, and then we do contact a lot of the people that post these strange things.
Okay.
Was this made of actual gold? You'd hope so for 3.67 million dirhams.
Yeah, apparently so, but it wasn't just any golden frog. It was a lucky golden frog, according to the owner.
Of course it was.
And he was given this by his father. And so he told us that basically his life had changed since his father passed it down to him, and he used to be a petrol pump assistant, and now he was able to live a comfortable life with a good car, a good job, so it brought him a lot of good luck in his life.
Well, I hope whoever bought it got good luck too. Okay, so that was number seven. Number six?
Yeah. At number six, we have a Tron motorcycle. So it's a life-size replica of the Tron Legacy motorcycle. So fully functioning, custom made. It was adapted from the 2010 film, the classic Tron. And that was going for 165,000 dirhams.
That sounds like a bargain to me.
Yeah, actually, it's one of the cheaper items on the list.
Particularly if you're after a Batmobile.
Yes,
that's amazing.
There is not a Batmobile on the list, is there?
There is, for 3.5 million dirhams. So it's actually quite an iconic one. It's a replica of the Tumbler Batmobile from the Dark Knight movies.
That's
and it only
amazing.
Had 250 kilometers on the clock, so it was pretty new. And the fun thing is that it's actually street legal. So if you're driving it down JBR, you can actually shoot flames out of the rear jet engine. So that's quite funny.
Now, I'm not sure. I think that would fall foul of the new modification rules we've just been talking about, Nadia. But they have only
just come in.
So to be honest, when that was for sale, it may well have been regulation. And that would have been the case. How much was that going for?
That was 3.5 million.
Ooh, nice.
Dirhams, yeah.
Okay, these are costly. What else is on there?
So another one from the motor section, which is very popular, is an amphibious limousine. So, we know that the residents of the UAE, they love their luxury cars and yachts. But this one really pushed the limits because it was 15 million dirhams.
So when you say amphibious, you're talking about this being able to go in the water as well.
Yep,
Well as on the land.
So both land and sea. And it's 10 meters long, and it can seat 12 guests, so including a driver and an assistant, and travels at cruising speeds of 20 knots. So, yeah, that one was quite a popular one.
If you're looking for a new car, why not?
Exactly. There's a bit of both. You avoid
versatility. Who doesn't want versatility in their life?
Exactly.
Okay, next one.
The next one at number three is one of the most random ones, I have to say. We don't have much information on this, but it was 1 ton of plastic bottles, of scrap plastic bottles.
Yeah, this did catch my eye. And what price was on this?
That was for 1 dirham.
Oh.
So, yeah, talk about value for money there.
A ton of plastic.
For 1 dirham, yeah. Sal. I mean, it wasn't worth putting the ad up, was it?
Honestly, it was listed from someone in Alcosafe, and we don't really know if it was a business. We're guessing it's a business. But yeah, just for 1 dirham.
Well, for those of us who, are kind of done with cars, we want to move on to having our own plane, you guys can deliver.
Yes. So we had an Airbus A340 Prestige on the site in 2015, and that was going for a sweet 150 million dirhams. And the funny thing on the ad, it described it as it was out of the original packaging, but only used once.
Love it.
Because to be fair, it had only been flown for 80 hours, so it was, it belonged to some Swiss VIP.
Because you've got that, there's the classification, is it flawless? Is it in excellent condition?
Exactly.
Was it put down as flawless?
Yeah, out of the original packaging.
Had that new plane smell. I wonder if they have the similar thing to the new car smell.
Yeah.
The new plane
and
smell.
Gold interiors, apart from the new plane smell. So that was a nice selling
That'd
point
do it
there.
For 150 million dirhams. Okay, yeah. And your seventh thing?
And the number one, so this is actually my personal favorite, is Einstein the Brontosaurus. So we had allegedly the world's most complete Brontosaurus skeleton on Dubizzle for 88 million dirhams.
I just, how does, who was selling a dinosaur skeleton on Dubizzle, and who would be buying that?
Well, I guess the museums probably. It had a certificate of authenticity from the Houston Museum of Natural Science to prove that it was real, and these bones were found in the U.S. 10 years ago. But the funny thing is that the 88 million thankfully included shipping and handling, because this thing weighed 4.5 tons and was 23 meters long. So this is definitely my favorite.
Tell me, Nadia, when one of these things gets posted on Dubizzle, do you guys in the office sort of all, you know, sort of yell across the office to each other, oh my, you won't believe what's been put up there now?
Yes. It's quite fun. And then we, like I said, we do call up the people that have posted the ads, and we try and get some more information from them. And we love sharing these stories, really, because that's what it's all about. You never know what you're going to find on Dubizzle. You know, the variety and the choice is.
And do you, when you phone them up, are you also trying to ensure that they're not big hoaxes? Because obviously that doesn't necessarily do you any favors.
Yes, of course, yeah. So when there's something, you know, really crazy out there, will also, you know, ensure the authenticity and, you know, try and see if they have paperwork to support, you know, the claims that they're making.
So I'm guessing the most expensive one then is has got to be the plane. Is that the most expensive thing you've ever had?
I can't remember off the top of my head, but it's pretty close to one of the most expensive things that we've had. But it's not the only plane that we've had, believe it or not. We've had a Boeing 747 on. But that was only $4.5 million.
So. Oh, a mere $4.5 million. The only thing I can afford on your list, Nadia, is the ton of plastic bottles. So if it's still going, I'll pick it up for a dirham and drop it down the local recycling plant. Thanks so much for coming on to talk us through that. And well done for tweeting that list earlier. That's
Thank you very much.
There from Dubizzle talking us through, Sally, the craziest stuff that's been put on sale there.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.